Because the pasuk of Sadois by Kesef Yiknu. Another pasuk, Yirmiyahu, that you could buy fields with Kesef. So therefore, since Avraham Avinu here bought this field with Ephraim, it also means he bought it with Kesef. And therefore, we know that Kicha means a kinyan of Kesef. So that's how you know you could marry your wife with Kesef also. So therefore, the Gemara says, Tani, therefore we learned, Ha'isha Niknis. That's why our Mishnah starts off here that an Isha is Niknis, and Isha could be acquired by a husband in these three ways, because we want to talk about Kinyan. Like it is called, the husband is acquiring, owning his wife. Now the Gemara asks, good, but V'nisni Hasam, how come in the second parak though, why don't we learn the same way in the second parak also? V'nisni Hasam, we should learn over there, Ha'ish Kaina. Also, why don't we say there, Ish Kaina, man could acquire his wife, him or his shliach, he could appoint a shliach. Like how come in the second parak it says, Ha'ish Mekadesh? Why does it say Lashon of Mekadesh over there? Why doesn't it stick to the same Lashon we started off the Masechta with? It should have said there, Ha'ish Kaina. Like why does it change the Lashon from Niknis to a Lashon of Mekadesh? So more stuff like this. Really, both Lashonis are used. We need both of them. That Mikara, at the beginning of our Masechta right here, Tani Lishna Diraisa. Over here we say Lashon of the Diraisa, which is the Kinyan. That's what you're doing. You are marrying your wife. You're making a Kinyan. You are acquiring her now. What type of a Kinyan is it? It's called a Kinyan Ishus. Not that you own her completely, like you own something, but you have this Kinyan Ishus. She's your wife now. And she's also to the whole world. But Midiraisa, though, it is called the Kinyan, that you're acquiring your wife right now. And you can do it through one of three ways, either with Kesef, Shtar, or Bia. Ulipsaif laid in the second parak already, Tani Lishn Dirabonin. In the second parak, there we want to say Lashon, that Dirabonin, like what Dirabonin means, it explains what Kedushin really is. What type of a Kinyan is really going on here. Oh my, Lishna the Rabbanan, what is this Lashon, what is this way of speaking, the way the Rabbanan talk? When the Rabbanan call this Kinyan of Ishes, they call it Kedushin. Why? The Osa Lo Akulu Yalma Kehegdish. Because when you marry your wife, you're making your wife now like Hegdish, that she's also to the whole world. The fact you make this Kinyan, you acquire her now, you own her for the Ishes, means that she's also now to the rest of the world. She can't live with any other man. So therefore, that's what's called Kedushin, because you make her like Hegdish. Remember, like Tosis speaks out the second place here, the Asala Akuli Alma Kegdish. Tosis says, Vareyat Mekudeshesli. That you say to your wife, Vareyat Mekudeshesli, Kaloima, you know what you mean to say? Liyos Li Mekudeshes Le'olam Bishvili. That means, because of me, you are becoming Mekudeshes. You are becoming Kaddish. In other words, she's not really usa to a husband. Like really the question is, Harayat Mekudeshes Li would mean that you are Kaddish to me. That means you're usa to me, and it's not that way. She's mutter to a husband. What it means, Taisa says, what it means to say is Bishvili. That means because of me, you now become Hegdish to the rest of the world. Kemoi Harayat Mekudeshim L'Shamayim is Lias L'Shamayim. And the Pasha the Mils is, Mekudeshes Li means Miyuchedes Li. Like you're separated, you're set aside to me. And therefore, since you're set aside to me, that makes it that now you're Hegdish to the rest of the world. Because the Kinyan Ishus is, when you're kind of your wife, really, we're saying, you don't really own her. She's not like you own a house. She's just now set aside to you. As far as this Ishus goes, you're setting her aside to you. And the fact you have this Kinyan Ishus that she set aside to you, that makes it that now she becomes also in the whole world. So it's like a Kedushin, like a Hegdish you're putting upon your wife, that your wife now is also to the whole world. So that's what the Lashon of the Rabbanan is called, when the next Mishnah says, O Ish Mekadesh, like the Rabbanan is, that Lashon is like explaining how Kedushin really works. Kedushin really works is the fact that you make the small Kinyan in her, and because of that she's set aside just for you, and that makes it that now she's like Hegdish to the rest of the world, she's also to the rest of the world because of you. That's why we call it Kedushin. We'll see more later on in the Masechta that it makes a lot of differences, the fact that there's like an Indian of a Hegdish here, that she's Kaddish to the rest of the world. So that's why in the second parak there we said the Lashon of the Rabbanin, Ha'ish Mekadish. So Gemara asks, V'nisni ha'cho ish koina. So good, we understand why here we say Niknis and there we say Mekadish. But still, how come here the Mishnah starts off? Ho'isha Niknis, which means the wife, is acquired like it happened to her. Why doesn't it say rather, V'nisni hoch ho'ish koina? Why doesn't our Mishnah start off to say the man could acquire his wife in three ways? Like we know the man is the one that does the Maisei Kedushin. So it should have here said, Ho'ish koina es ishtoi. Like, why does it say Isha Niknis Begimel Drachim? That's the most question of. And this Noch here also we should learn Hoish Koina. So my answer is Mishum the Kaboyla Misna Sefer. Because at the end of our Mishnah right over here, we want to say the Koina es Atzma, that she acquires herself back. Like when the husband gives her a get, and when the husband dies, she acquires herself back, which would mean that the Kinyan Ishes goes off her, and therefore she's allowed to marry anybody she wants. So since the end of the Mishnah, Bididor, we're talking about her, we're talking about something that's happening to her. She herself now becomes freed, she herself acquires herself back, therefore Tono Nami Reisha Bididor. Therefore we want to start off this Masecht also talking about her. And therefore the first Mishnah says, Ho'isha Niknis. Just to say your wife, she could be acquired by your husband in one of three ways. But we talk about her because we want to end off saying that she acquires herself back. So even though really it would have been more fit to say the man acquires his wife, but since we want to end off that she acquires herself back, we start off also she is acquired to a husband by these three ways. Freddy Gemara, no. But why don't we say the whole thing with the husband better? The Nisni, let us learn, Ho'ish Koina, let the Mishnah start off. The man could be Koina, could acquire his wife, in one of three ways. Then it should end it off, Umakne, and the husband also, like, gives back his Kinyanishas to his wife in one of two ways, with giving her a get. So it could have said also everything with the man. The man is a Koina, the man acquires his wife first, and then he's Umakne, he gives it back to her. So Rosh says, no, that we couldn't have said. Because one of the ways that a wife becomes free is if her husband died. And when the husband dies there, the lav ihu ko makni. It's not considered that the husband is being makna back to his wife. Because when the husband dies, he's like dead now. He can't do anything. But rather it's only min shemaya hu de makni lo. It's like min hashemayim now, like Hashem gives the freedom. In other words, there's Kedushin. True, when you get married, you miyucha to a man, there's a din Torah now that your wife becomes also to the whole world. How does that go off? When the husband dies, the Torah says, now the Torah takes it off. This is the Kedushin. But it's not called the husband is like freeing her. It's not called something the husband himself is doing. The husband is just dying. It's when the husband gives his wife a get, that's called the husband is now doing something to free his wife. That's called the man is being makna, is like freeing her. But when the husband just dies, he's not doing anything. The husband goes away, but mashma could have been that maybe she should still be yasa, because since she had this hegdish upon her, maybe the hegdish still remains. And that we say, no, it's a din Torah min hashamayim. It's like the Torah is taking off this kedushin. It happens min shamayim. Just like the Loshin, and the Ran speaks out in the Dorim, that if the father makes a neder, that his children cannot have any enjoyment from his property, so still the law is when the father dies, the children, Yashin, and could use that property. Because when the father dies, it's not considered the father who is giving the property to the children. When the father dies, the property like goes to Shemayim. Now the Torah takes it over. And the Torah says that the children, Yashin, the father, the children inherit the father. So it's called that the property is going from the father to the Torah, and then the Torah gives the property back to the child. So therefore the children will be mutter to enjoy from that property. So you also like, it's called min shamaya, it's called min ashamayim, that she gets her freedom. It's not called the husband is being makna to her. So that's why since we can't say umakna, the husband frees her, but rather the wife herself is being freed, therefore we talk about her, so we also start off this Mishnah by saying, Ho'isha Niknis. The boy is saying another Teretz is like this. Another Teretz, you know why our Mishnah does not say Ho'ish Koina, but rather it says Ho'isha Niknis, because it's like this. Itana Koina, if the Mishnah would have just said, Ho'ish Koina, the man could acquire, could buy his wife. Hava minar would have thought to say, afilu bar kocho, even by force, even if she doesn't agree, he would just go and tell her, listen, I want to marry you, here's the kesef, and if he was forced her to take it, he could marry her. If he would have just said a lashon of, ha'ish koina, it would have been mashma even by force. Therefore, tono isha niknis. Therefore, Mishnah says no. The isha is acquired, which would mean the midaita in. Only if she agrees, if she has rotzen, if she has a good will, if she says yes, then it's good. But shalai midaita loy, or if she doesn't want it, she disagrees, then the man cannot force her to marry. So that's why the Mishnah says the isha niknis to teach us, it's only if the isha agrees, if there's rotzen there. But if she disagrees by force, the man cannot marry her. And the famous question is, they ask here, the Rashi asked the question like, what's the Havamina? Why would have I thought that this type of a kinyan, when you marry your wife, why would have I thought you could do it by force? That the Mishnah has to teach us, no. The Mishnah has to say, you isha nipnis to teach us, you cannot do it by force. Like, what's the Havamina? Why would have I thought this type of a kinyan you could do by force? We know you can't stop force somebody to sell you something. If somebody doesn't want to sell it to you, you can't buy it by force. So why would I have thought Isha is different? So the Rashi Mutaka speaks that one shot that really it's a machlokes in the Gemara of Basra by Tzluya V'Zovin Zvini Zvini. It means if you force somebody to sell it to you until eventually he says yes. So eventually he says yes by force, is that called a sale or not? And really it's a machlokes over there by Kedushin if it's good or not. There is one man the Yomba to say if you force the wife until finally she agrees, that's called a good Kedushin. Because our Mishnah, according to the Rashi, is going according to the other man the Yomba that says when you force her, and she only says yes because you forced her, still that Kedushin is not called a good Kedushin. So that's the Chiddush of our mission here. In the case of Tluyo Zvini, when you are forcing her, and eventually she says yes, that still that is no good. So there I would have thought to say, now that she says yes, maybe it is good, Kamashmala no, since all along she was saying no, and she's only agreeing at the end because the husband is forcing her, that's not called a good agreeing. So according to Rashi, that would be the pshat. Other Mefarshim want to say that Chiddush should have meanings over here, but really Kedushin is different than a regular Kinyan. Regular, when you buy something, we said you acquire it completely. There's a Das Matna and there's a Das Kaina. Like somebody's giving it over to you, and you're receiving it right now. So therefore, you can't just force somebody to give it to you or to get something. It has to be done Midas. He has to give it over to you. When you're Kaina, when you want to buy something, it belonged to somebody else before this. So you want him to give it to you, you can't get it to him by force. He owned it until now. In order for him to give over the possession of it to you, it's only if he agrees. Rashengen by Kedushin is not the pshat the Isha is giving anything over to the husband. The man is making the Maisa Kedushin. Kedushin means a man goes and makes a Maisa Kinyan in his wife, so it's Chal Adin Ishus, that like we said, she becomes us to the whole world. But it's not really called that she's giving over herself to the husband, that the husband really owns her. It's not really called a real kinyan that the husband owns her. Like, she's not doing anything in the Kedushin. It's called the man, the husband, is doing the whole Maisa Kedushin. It's like a new din Torah, it's like a mitzvah. To get married, Kedushin is like a mitzvah. Just how does this mitzvah work? When the man goes and gives all the kesef to his wife, and does the Maisa of a kinyan, that's the mitzvah of Kedushin, and now she becomes your wife. But not that she's giving anything back to you. So therefore here, since she's not giving anything back to you, she's just not leaving herself open, and it's considered like the husband is going and taking her, so maybe then the husband can take even by force also. Kamashmala no still, that's what our Mishnah has to teach us, Ha'isha Niknis, that no, that even though the man is the one that's taking, but he can only take her if she agrees, if she has ruts and she has will, but if she doesn't want to be married, the husband has no right to take her, that's not called Kedushin. Now the Gemara asks, "Umay ira detani shalosh? How come our Mishnah says a loshin? Nikeva shalosh isha niknis b'shalosh durachim listni shloisha. Why doesn't it say loshin zachar shloisha? Mashm, it's more usual. You always talk loshin zachar. That's more usual the way it says in the Tanya and Mishnah is. Therefore, the question: how come our Mishnah changed to loshin shalosh? It should have said rather shloisha. That's more normal to talk with a loshin of a zachar of a nikeva." So Gemara answers, Mishum the Kaboya the Misna Derech. Because our Mishnah wants to say, Isha Niknis Begimel Durochim. And Vederech Loshin Akevu. And since we have to use the word of derech, derech is loshen of nekeva, therefore we also say shalosh loshen nekeva. There's still, because the passage says in Shemais, that's talking about the Torah, it says, v'yodato lehem as a derech, I'll teach you the way, the road, yelchu bo, you should go in it. So it says loshen derech, it says yelchu bo, loshen nekeva. So the word derech goes on loshen nekeva, therefore since our Mishnah wants to say derech, gimel drachim, derech, therefore it says shalosh loshen nekeva. So there's a question now. V'yelohod etanya that we learned in Mishnah Zavin that b'shiva drachim there are 7 ways. Doidikin es azav. A man before he has the loch of a tuma zav, if he sees 2 times in a row the zera that comes out of him, if he only sees it 1 time, it has tuma shichva zera. That's all. But comes out 2 times though, he has loch of a zav. 3 times I have a chayv korban either. But that's only by a man. It's only if the zav comes out in elof. It comes out from the bossa by itself, and not if some accident caused it to happen. And therefore, there's a loch, we have to check out this man with 7 different ways. There could have been 7 different things that maybe caused him to see the zera, and then he would not have the tumah zav. Rashi says he checked out, maybe he ate too much, maybe he drank too much, maybe he was sick, maybe he carried too much, maybe he jumped too much, maybe he saw and he had hirur, he saw an isha, he was mahari after the isha, maybe that caused him to see the zera. So therefore, if something caused them to see it, that would not give him a tumah zav. By tumah zav, the pasuk says zaz mibsaroi with darshim elof. It has to come out by itself. So there are 7 different ways you have to check out this man to make sure the zera came out by itself and not because of an accident. So it says there, at least the lashon mishnah is b'shiva, which is a lashon zohar, and it says the word drachim. So the question is nisni sheva. If you're telling me now the word derech drachim is lashon akeva, there also the Mishnah should have said sheva, which is a lashon akeva. Skumar answers no. Mishum the kaboy lemisna derech, just the opposite. There it wants to say b'sheva drachim, it says the word derech, and I'll tell you v'yashkechon derech dikru lashon zachar. I'll find you psukim that use a lashon derech with a lashon zachar. Therefore it's good that Mishnah over there that says b'sheva drachim, because it wants to talk about lashon zachar. There's a pasuk in the Devarim that says, "V'derech echad yetsu lecha, your enemies will come to fight you in one way, or v'shiva drachim yenusu lefanecha, and they'll run away from you in 7 different ways." But it says shiva a loshen zachar. So you see, it says loshen zachar by derech. You see, derech is also a loshen zachar. That's why in the Mishnah of Zavas there it says v'shiva drachim loshen zachar, because derech also is a loshen zachar. So Gemara asks, if so, Hiyachi, if so, first of all, Koshi Kura Adodi, we have a steer in the Tupsukim, the Pasuk in Shemois says Lashon Derech with Lashon Akeva. And the other Pasuk in Devarim says Lashon Derech with Lashon Zachar. So the steer, is the word Derech more used with Lashon Zachar, or is it used with Lashon Akeva? And also, the Kashinami Masnisan Adodi, we also have a steer in the two Mishnayasin. Our Mishnah says Isha Niknis B'Shalosh Drachim. It says Shalosh Alosh Nekeva because of Drachim. You see, Drachim is Nekeva. And there it says B'Shiva Drachim 7 Loshen Zachar. It says also because of Drachim. You see, Drachim could mean Loshen Zachar. So to see when the Mishnah is a Loshen Rabbi, Loshen Nekeva, Loshen Zachar. All right, turn over. So the Gemara answers like this. The Gemara says, I'll tell you, Kro ahadodi loikashin. No, there's no steer in the two psukim between Shemais and Devarim. Hocho dibe Torah koi, the posuk in Shemais for Adatulem, as Adair was talking about Torah. The Torah ikri loshin akeva, and the Torah itself is also called in loshin akeva. The posuk says, Torah is Hashem temimo, mishivas nofesh, loshin akeva. So therefore, kosov lo beloshin akeva. Therefore, the pasuk in Shemais for Adatulem Mesaderech Yelchubo, it says the Loshen Akeva there, because the Torah is spoken in Loshen Akeva. So that's why the word Derech goes with Loshen Akeva over there. In Hosom, but over there, the pasuk in Devarim, to be Mechomakoi, there we're talking about going to fight. The enemy will come in one way and it will run away from you in 7 different ways. And the Darkoi Shalish Lasais Mechomah. To fight, it's a derech of a man to go to fight. V'yein darkor shel ish shalasas mechama. A lady is not supposed to go fight. It's not a derech for a lady to go fight. So therefore, since there the pasuk is talking about mechama, kosav lo b'loshen zachar. Therefore, the word derech applies to the psukim that's talking about Lashon Zachar. So the kids, what we're saying is the word derech could apply to Nikeva, could apply to Zachar, and it depends what the psukim are talking about. When the psukim are talking about Torah, which is Lashon Nikeva, it says in Lashon Nikeva. When the psukim are talking about Mechama, that a man fights, it says it in the psukim that talk about Lashon Zachar. But now, Masnisa Nadodi Lakashin. More answers now, secondly, I tell you also there's no steer in the two Mishnayasin. In other words, we're coming out now, really the word derech could apply both ways, Lashon Nikeva, Lashon Zachar. So if so, how come in our Mishnah it says Lashon Shalosh, a Lashon Nikeva, and there it says Shiva, a Lashon Zachar? Here we're talking about getting married, about a wife. So therefore, Ketonya Lob, Lashon Nikeva. That's what here in our Mishnah it says, Isha Niknis, it says B'sholosh, Durachim, Sholosh, Lashon Nikeva, because we're talking about the Isha getting married. Hosom, the Lagabi Ish, Mashenke, the Mishnah and Zovin over there, B'shiva, Durachim, Boitkim, is Azav. That's a special Lachadavka by a man. Why? Hosom, Lagabi Ish Koi, the Darko Shalish Libodik, V'yain Darko Shalisha Libodik. Why? So Isha Nami B'yainis Mitama, like we learned before. This whole purpose of checking out the man by Zav is to make sure the Zav was the Zera came out, not by an accident, but it came out by itself. Because by the Pasuk of Zav, it says, Mipsaroi, which with Ashim Elov, the Zav has to come out of the body by itself and not by something else causing it to come out. So by a man, we have to check out to see what caused it to come out. Mashenkin by an Isha, that if during her 11 days, between one Nidus to another Nidus, if she sees three times in a row dam, she has a tumah zover on her. There the pasuk just says ki yozov zoiv domo harev onus. Even if it comes out bonus, even if she was jumping or she ate too much and that caused it to see dam, it doesn't make a difference. Still, she would have a tumah zover on her if it came out 3 days in a row. Therefore, by an isha, there's no purpose to check out. So therefore, that the Mishnah says. It's halacha dafka in a man and not in an isha. And since we're talking about a zohar, it says already b'shiva, which is a lashon zohar. Tony lashon zohar. So, kids, so that's how we miyasha there's no steer in the two mishnayos. But now, still we're back to the question: my time at Tony Sholosh. Still we're back. Why does our mishnah say huisha niknis b'sholosh drachim? Why does it say sholosh a lashon nikeva? It's always better the counting to speak in Lashon Zachar. So telling me now, Mishum Derachim. Because the word Derach, when it talks about a lady, goes with a Lashon Akeva. So since the Mishnah says a Lashon Derachim, and we're talking about a lady here, therefore we have to say Shalosh, a Lashon Akeva. But otherwise, Nistin, Mar's question is, though, Nisni Dvarim. Good, so don't say the word Derachim. Say, Isha Niknes Beshloisha Dvarim. Now, if we would have said the word Devarim, that's only a Lashon Zachar. Then we could have said Shloisha, which is a better way to count. Mashmah is a better way to count by saying Shloisha. So that's the Kasha. We should have said Shloisha Devarim. V'nisni Shloisha. So the question is, why do we say Derachim for Derachim and Devarim mean the same thing? Three ways. So why does the Mishnah say B'sholosh Derachim, and then you have to say Lashon Nikeva? Say rather b'shloisha devarim, and then you can say lashon zachar. Gemara says mishum de kaboy lemisni bia, because one of the ways you could acquire your wife, you can make the kinyan kedushin through bia, living with your wife. O bia kri derech. Now bia, the Torah talks of a lashon of a derech. The pasuk says v'derech gever bialma kain derech ishim menafis. The same way a man will have his nus to live with somebody else, your wife will also be like a zayna. So kitzur says lashon derech here, which has to do with bia. So therefore, we want to say lashon of derechim. So Mara says hot teinach bia. That's only good one of the three bia. But kesav ishtar ma'ik lameima. Kesav ishtar there, we don't have to have the word derech. So Mara says mishum bia. True, but because of bia, we want to say the word derech. And once we have to say the word derechim, we have to say shalosh lashon nikeva. So Gemara asks why? V'toni tarta otichoda. Because of one, the word bia, that's why you want to use the word derech, rather look at the other two. The other two, kesef and shtar, there you could use the word dvorim. So you should have said, because of those two, said the word dvorim, and then we can count nicely, b'shleisha dvorim. So Gemara says, no, hanech nami tzarech b'yaninu. that the main purpose of getting married is to live with your wife. So true, even though he could marry you with kesef and with shtar, but the main purpose of getting married to her is to be able to live with her. So therefore, it's all called the tzarech of bia. Therefore, since by bia, the pasuk calls it lashon derech, the Mishnah also would rather say b'shalosh derochim. And once that's said, the word derech, we have to, and it's talking about a lady, a wife, lashon keva, we have to say shalosh. The boy is saying another teretz is like this: Ho'mani Rabbi Shimoni. I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Tetani we learned. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Mifnei Ma'om Rotoiro, Ki Yigach Ish Isho, V'loik Siv, Ki Silokach Isho Liish. What does the Torah say? Ki Yigach Ish Isho, if a man takes his wife. Why doesn't this, why doesn't the Torah rather say, V'loik Siv, Ki Silokach Isho Liish? If the wife is taken to a husband. Like, why does it say, Lashon of Ki Yigach Ish, the man goes and takes, which is Mashma, the man does the Maisei Kedushin. So he says, Mifnei Shadarko Shalish Lachzer Alisha, because the normal way is the man has to go looking for his wife. V'yein Darko Shalisha Lachzer Alish, and it's not the normal way that a lady should go looking for the husband. Starts out that the man has to look for the wife. And Moshe is an example. L'yodem Shav D'loy Aveda, of a man lost something. We know the way Chava came out, she was a lost rib from Adam. She was, as Hashem took, Achad Mitzlaisov. So it comes out that Chav is a rib from Adam Arishan. So it's like the man lost something. So when a man loses something, Mi Chayzer Ami, who goes after who? Ba'al Aveda Ma'aser Al Avedosai. The one that lost it, goes around looking for it. So also, a man has like lost his collar, he lost his wife, he has to go look for her. So therefore, since it's Loshen Derech, they should dark or shlish lasser. Therefore, the Mishnah wants to teach us like this. That's why the Mishnah wants to say derech, because it's the derech of a man to go after his wife. That's why the Mishnah wants to say lashon of a derech already. Yeah. So once it says lashon of a derech, therefore we, and it's talking about in the cave here. So we have to say lashon shalosh b'shalosh ya'isha niknes b'shalosh drachim. Fred Gemara behold, it's not that we learn though design drachim boitzkim esazav. So we answered, good, it says there, it says a lashon of, there says lashon zachor, and it says drachim. But the question over there is, listen to devarim, how come over there we don't say the word devarim? Yes, that's what we learned also, what zayin drachim, so how come it says the word drachim over there, why doesn't it say over there the word devarim? In other words, mashma, we were trying to explain before, say the word devarim better. So how come over there? So we answered here by Kedushin, it says, Lashon Zerachim, to teach us that it's a derech for a man to go after his wife. But if so, why does it say over there by Zayin Zerachim? Why does it say over there that Zayin seven ways you check out? Why doesn't it say Devarim better? Tomorrow says, no, Hosom also there also, Hokamashman wants to teach us the Darko Lemichla Yisera Lasudla Deziva. The same terrace according to Reb Shimon, that the word derech is teaching us something. This by Kedushin is teaching us the man has to go after the wife. And thereby Zav is teaching us that there are certain things that cause you to see Zav. And that's why you have to check out to make sure those things didn't cause you. That the derech of you eat a lot, that could cause you to see Zav. V'daka l'mishta yisar v'lasul l'deziva. And if you drink too much, that could also cause you to come l'deziva. For the more good, but behold, it's not that we learned the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. That esroig shava l'ilon begimul drachim. And three ways an esrig has a locha like a tree. Which Rashi says it means vilchas orla, that the first 3 years you can't eat, you can't use the fruits of an esrig. The fourth year it has netta reva, you can be poider it. And Rashi says, and the third thing is for shvius, that which year are the peris called peris of shemitah, that an esrig tree has a locha like an elon, that you go after chanota. You go after the year that the fruit started to blossom. Now let's say the fruit started to blossom at the end of the sixth year. So it's called Peres Shishis. It does not have Kedusha Shemitah. And it's not like a yerek, like vegetables. By vegetables we go after Bishas Lakita. The year you pull it off, you pull them off. It's like here, let's say this esrog tree, it started to be ripe, it started to be chanota, the end of the sixth year. But if you first pull off the esrog, off the tree on the seventh year, if it would have been like a yerek, it would have Kedusha Shemitah on it. But now we're saying, no, in three ways, it's like a regular tree, this esrog tree, that it has a locha, you go both for chanota. So since it started to blossom on the sixth year, it's not called Peres Shemitah. That's in three ways an Esther tree is like an Ilan. So the question is, listening to Dvarim, why does anyone want to say over there, Dvarim? Like we're saying now, really, Dvarim is better than Drachim. Only when the word Drachim is teaching us something. So what is the word Drachim over there teaching us? Sumara says, no, it's teaching us something there also. Mishum Divina Mastis and Seif. Because there it says, Divina Mastis Seif. We want to learn the Seif over there. There the Seif says, V'liyerek b'derek echad. And one way is an Esu tree like a Yerek. So therefore it says the word Derek. So in other words, no. Seifanami Nisni Dover. Why don't you say the word Dover also? They're saying one way an Esu tree is like a Yerek.